Brian Houseworth here in Jefferson City. I'm in a building. I didn't even realize this building was here. It's just south of the Town Grill. But Representative Paul Kirtman has just announced he is running for state auditor, and joining me is State Representative Travis Fitzwater of Holt Summit. Representative, you were here for Representative Kirtman's announcement. Your reaction?
I'm super excited. Paul's been a great friend of mine since I've been in the legislature. He's been a conservative stalwart since I've been there, kind of a mentor to me on many issues. And so I'm really thankful that we have a guy like him that's going to run for a statewide office in this capacity.
One of the things I asked him, and you heard my question to him, was does he have any issues or criticisms, issues with the current state auditor? And one of the things he said is that he basically said that he felt like he could go to Schweik on legislation and Schweik would listen. He said that really he doesn't have that ability with the current auditor. Any reaction to that?
Yeah, well, I can only speak to my own experience, but I can tell you that I've had zero meetings with our current auditor, which, you know, in the legislature, you really do want the executive branches to be involved, even if they're not in your own party. You want them to have interactions with you to kind of understand how these audits are impacting your local communities, impacting the state, what we can do as a legislature to actually put some teeth into some of these audits. So I think what Paul mentions there is really, really important for that office. Having a relationship with the legislature will go really a lot further and actually giving teeth to some of these audits, which I think is a crucial piece to being in that role.
What do you know about Paul Kirtman?
Phenomenal guy. He is what he says he is. He's a guy with incredible integrity. He's been in the military. He's served our country. Just a phenomenal leader. He's a family man, you know, a wife that supports him and a couple young kids. A young leader, just really impressive guy. I'm just super proud to be a part of his of any of his endeavors.
And when I'm writing my story, is it accurate to say you're endorsing him for this position?
I'll endorse him. Yep.
Absolutely. You will or you have?
I have and I will.
Okay, gotcha. Just to clear, exactly. Anything you would like to add about this or anything else? As we record this, we're almost 2 months away. It's kind of hard to believe 2 months away because, boy, it's going to be a busy session. 2018 is going to be a big year over in that building.
Yeah, well, we have a lot to accomplish. You know, I think 2017, the legislative session was very successful. We got a lot of big, big things done, and I hope we continue on that path. I know the governor's got a really, really aggressive agenda on economic development, which I hope to be a big part of going forward the next year. So I'm really looking forward to the 2018 legislative session.
Anything you'd like to add?
That's it.